Silver City, I want to start out by saying what an honor this morning that it is to be with you all. And I'm thankful this morning that when I'm going down the road in the work truck, that God can still come upon me and say, son, you need to go this way. And I'm thankful that on that morning he laid Brother Russell on our hearts and this church on our hearts. And we want to do the very best that we can this morning for him, because listen, he's the one that I serve. I could have sat at home this morning in the eyes of man, and I'm not going to talk about anybody's way of life this morning, but this virus has taken over, and I could have sat at home and nobody would have thought different. But listen, I'm not here to serve man this morning. I'm here to serve a true and a living God, and I'm thankful this morning. I'm reminded in the 22nd chapter of Numbers, when he made Balaam's donkey talk, listen, he can make my mouth move this morning. Listen, he's got to take over if any preaching is going to be done. And I'm thankful that he's still in the business this morning. And if you have your Bibles, and I certainly hope and pray that you do this morning, that you'll turn to the 15th chapter of the book of Luke. And before we go any further, I want to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to ask my Uncle Larry Samples if he would to lead us that way. Throne room of heaven, and I'm thankful this morning that that's where the gospel comes from. I could get up here and read a few words and talk and maybe teach a little while, but without God in it, I can't preach a word. And I'm thankful for that this morning, church, that I'm not the preacher man. That's God himself. And I'm thankful for the little old thought that he's laid on our hearts this morning. It's simple this morning. Are you the one? Listen, if you've ever been in Sunday school and you might have been in church all your life, you've probably heard this scripture read time and time again. But this is what the Lord has ordained for today's message. And I'm thankful that he's still in it. And if you want to start in the first verse, it reads as this: then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake unto this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he findeth? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And may God add his richest blessings to the reading of his word. I believe that's all that we will be doing and you're hearing at this time. And we want to go back to that second verse, and it talks about this man being Jesus, receiving sinners and eating with them. If you study and look back at the Pharisees' people, traditionally speaking, they did not eat with sinners. They didn't abide with them. But I'm here to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ knew no bounds. He was a 100% man and 100% God. And I'm thankful this morning that he dwelled in this little old sinner's heart one Friday morning at Concord Baptist Church when he came knocking on my heart's door, and he saved me. Listen, Silver City, a lost person, if you're here this morning, oh, how easy that it is once you've made that first step to be saved by the grace of God. I'm here to tell you this morning, all it took for me was Jesus saved me, and he did. And I've got that ticket that Brother Larry just talked about. And if you read on down the line there, talking about the lost sheep, just the one. Listen, I've never been a farmer. I know nothing about it, but I knew some friends who had cows maybe, and when one of them would get out, listen, it didn't matter about the ones in the pen at that moment in time. They'd go after that one, just like Jesus is seeking you this morning, lost person. He's coming after you, just as he did me. Oh, I thought about being the one You think about it. I know a lot of you people in here have done this. I guarantee it. You walk by on the road and you look down and you might see a penny laying on the ground. God bless your heart this morning. I'm glad today that when Jesus came by me, that little old penny, he picked it up when I called out for him. I thought about when you walk by, maybe an old wives' tale has been, if you've seen it on tales, you wouldn't pick it up. It's bad luck. I don't believe in luck this morning, but when I was a younger man, maybe I might flip it over for the next person. Listen, are you getting ready to be flipped over this morning as conviction fell upon your heart today? Oh, I thought about being the one. Oh, the time when I was saved by the grace of God, I was the one that morning. Listen, have you been there? Are you the one this morning that doesn't know Jesus from the free pardon of sin? Oh, listen, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. And I'm glad today that the Bible is a living word, and it talks to everybody in different ways. And right then and there, I thought about Jesus hanging on the cross. Listen, he didn't know anybody was going to accept him, but he did it for the one. Listen, I believe with all of my heart this morning that he knew conviction was going to fall upon every one of us, but he didn't know who was going to accept him. I'm glad today that I've accepted him, and I believe wholeheartedly this morning, church, that he came after. If it would have just been for one, he would have done it. He would have died for just that one, for you and I today. Listen, you can get out into the world and you can get discouraged by reading the news, watching TV, all the sinful things that's going on in the world. But you can come to the house of God and hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Listen, he came and died for you and I this morning, that we might have everlasting life. Listen, it's already been sung about. I'll meet you in the morning. And when I saw Brother Jack get out of his car there, I thought about my granny and about how she's already crossed over. I'm thankful today that I get to cross over one of these days and I'll get to see her again. Oh, listen, but more importantly, you and I will get to see our ship. Jesus Christ this morning. Listen, he's here with us. I'm thankful that I don't have to see him to believe in him. You might be that back there and the devil might be getting on you. Listen, he's already been all over me this morning telling me you ain't got to go that way. You ain't got to be in that church this morning. But listen, he knew God had a plan. There's no coincidence this morning that you're in the house of God hearing the gospel. Not from me, but from all the songs that have been sung and the prayers that have been prayed for you. Listen, I like to think about them old prayers that are up in heaven that have been stored up. I know without a shadow of a doubt my family down the line was praying for me from a young boy. The ones that have gone on, and sometimes they just get cracked open and poured down on me. And I'm thankful that God sees fit to bless a little old sinner boy like me. Listen, he died with this above this sinner right here. Listen, he'll die with you. Listen, I'm no better than you are this morning. In fact, I'm probably a little worse. But I'm thankful to be saved by the grace of God, that none of my stuff dwells in this earth. My treasures are up in heaven. Listen, I thought about being that little penny down on the ground when Jesus came by. And started to see me. Maybe somebody had done flipped me over and I was on heads. I was ready to be saved by his marvelous grace because I called out to him. Oh, listen, is your penny on tails this morning? If I can put it that way, church, y'all just bear with me for a little bit longer. Listen this morning, are you needing to be flipped over to call out unto him for him to pick you up? Listen, it don't have have to be just salvation this morning. You may be here and you may be saved, but something's bothering you. Something is dwelling upon you. But listen, I'm glad today that Jesus Christ and God Himself can take care of it this morning. You give it to Him. He's already paid the ultimate price for you and I today. Why don't we just accept Him? Listen, there's a lot of people out in the world that when you walk out of this church house today that you're going to impact, there's a ton of them out there, more of them so not saved than there are that you have an impact on that I can't. Maybe I have an impact on someone that you can't this morning. But listen, we have to be willing to do what God has us to do. We can't let the world take over. If we do, it's going to be over. But listen today, Jesus Christ is in the building. He's still in the saving business today. If they come around with a song, I'm just about finished. Are you the one this morning? The one that needs to repent and believe upon Him before it's everlasting too late? I promise you this morning that if you get saved today, this won't be an ordinary Sunday for the rest of your life. I can guarantee you that. There's nothing no better today than to be saved by the grace of God. Oh, look what I've traded for a mansion. They sing a song about that. I'm not even going to try to begin to sing it because y'all don't want to hear that. But listen this morning. Oh, He's in the saving business. He's in the loving business. He loves you and I today just as if we were that one sheep out in the field lost or that one cow out of the gate that the farmer's trying to get back. Listen today. Are you the one? Listen, we have work to do, church. Not only in this place, and I didn't come here to condemn anybody or anything, but there's a lot of folks out there that need you and I today to be lights in this world, because there is no hope. Oh, there's no hope. You see people scared plumb out of their minds about the things of this world that's going to get them. I'm glad today that if something was to get me, y'all ain't got to worry about this old boy. I've got what it takes, and I probe and I pray that you do too. You can be the one this morning, the one that gets saved. And as they come around with a song, I'm finished up. I can only do what the Lord has me to do, and that's all that I'm going to do, because anything else would be in vain. Y'all stand and sing whenever you're ready.